The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 70 times seven times. This is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began accounting, a debtor was brought to him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it, the master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property. Since he had no way of paying it, at that the servant fell down and did him homage and said to him, Be patient with me, Lord, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him off and forgave him his loan. When that servant had left him, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back his debt. When his fellow servants saw this, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master, reporting the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to do so. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, he handed him over to his torturers until he should pay back his entire debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, in reading this Gospel of Matthew, it's late in coming. Matthew is the last of the Gospels here. So Matthew's Gospel comes late, maybe 90, year 90, 100, like that. When the Church of Matthew shaped this gospel, they were familiar with Peter and how much Peter had been forgiven. And therefore, put Peter into asking this question becomes an enlightenment for the early Church of Matthew. And Peter says, how often must I forgive? When I look back on my life, and consider how much the Lord has forgiven me in my life, there is no way I can withhold forgiveness from anybody else. It doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong. Forgiveness sets me free. And when you reflect on your life and you wonder how much you have been forgiven in your life, how much the Lord has forgiven you in your life, and how much those around you who love you have forgiven you, there is no way you can withhold forgiveness. Besides, forgiveness withheld is a heavy burden. It eats up the person inside, and it becomes a load to carry. When we come to Lent, therefore, in our effort to live a life of freedom in the Spirit, forgiveness becomes an important consideration. We've all carrying wounds. We've all been wounded somewhere in life. We live in a very human condition, and the whole commerce of life is very imperfect, and we're all carrying our wounds. But the only way we can be healed is to share the forgiveness we have received. It isn't like my forgiveness is exceedingly generous. My forgiveness is the forgiveness I have already received that I am now sharing with the other. The only way to understand this forgiveness is to be conscious of how much I myself have been forgiven. And the forgiveness I received so generously from God and maybe from many others is the forgiveness I must share with others. And that's a Lenten journey, and that's transforming in many ways, maybe, to walk in freedom and to generously share the forgiveness we have already received. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.